Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the new day where all things are washed away. Wow. Will your heart and soul say yes today? Will your heart and soul say yes?
Girl.
We are listening. You are tuned in to the Love Journey, and I am Jamie Ann Ingram, your baby lover, your transformational life coach. I want to thank you for coming to be a part of our wonderful space, our sacred container of love, because that's what the Love Journey is all about. We serve an amazing God family. And that's what we're going to start off with, amazing God Richard Dillard.
Thank you.
You're amazing. You're tuned in to the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. It's an experience. It's a love experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram. Yes, Love Journey family, I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, author, vision board counselor, your radio host, and I am so excited about God's love. I am so excited about my intimate relationship with the understanding of who and whose and what I am in the consciousness of Christ. I am just so thankful. In this right now hour, I am so grateful. I want us to get ready and tune in to the infinite presence of the I am that I am, mighty I am. Presence of who we are. I just want us to take a deep breath and remember how to breathe and remember to breathe and to remember the breath. Every time we breathe, we're breathing the breath of God. God is energy. We are breathing, family. Let's take in a deep breath as we recognize in this line the great spirit, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence. And on this line, we call it God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, recognizing and knowing that there is not a spot that our great God is not. So, family, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, God. And I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then releasing through the mouth. Family, I want you to breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Feel and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. Divine Mother, Father, God, infinite and Holy Spirit. Divine presence, I come before you invoking and inviting the presence of my higher mind, God, Goddess, invoking and inviting my higher consciousness self, speaking from the transcending power of the I am that I am energy of myself, I come that you may have more life today. Asking that every word of my mouth come Holy Spirit and every meditation of my heart come Holy Spirit will be absolutely acceptable in my sight. I ask you to come Holy Spirit and to remove every human created thought. Asking you to remove every human created ego, asking you to give me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me as I pray these words, that they will be your words for my higher mind self, for my transcending power, that I will only speak the words of my higher God mind. Oh, I'm asking you to remove myself from myself, that I may come empty and be filled by the presence of my mighty I am. God, come, Holy Spirit, and fill my presence that I may only speak the words of you, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, God, consciousness,
Come in my higher mind self and speak to the hearts of your people today, God. Speak to the minds of your people today, God. Come and speak from the higher consciousness of my I am self. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak my words, that you will possess my heart, God. That you will give me a clean heart and renew the right spirit, that I may only pray the words of the God, Goddess energy of myself this morning. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and praise, I give thanks as I surrender myself to my higher myself. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth an anointing upon this line. Holy Spirit, I ask for a fresh anointing. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth an anointing like no other, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless our minds, our souls, our hearts, our life, and every cell, every molecule, every muscle fiber, every organ in our body will come into agreement on this day as we speak to the infinite presence of ourselves this morning, as we call forth the greater version, as we call forth the greater version of ourselves, as I speak to the greater versions of each and every person under the sound of my voice, as I call forth the greatness, I give thanks as we give it, just all of the gratitude to our higher mind self, that we may be led by the presence of the greater version of ourselves, that we may be guided by the spirit of the I am presence this morning, as we operate and navigate through the love of the higher mind presence. Come, higher mind presence, and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's heart today, God. Somebody came to be blessed today, God. Somebody came to hear a word, Holy Spirit. Speak. Speak, Holy Spirit. As we ask you today for a fresh anointing, fresh revelation, new wineskins, God, we call forth an anointing, God, an anointing of our blessed brother Abraham, that we will be so anointed today, just like Abraham, that we will be so blessed, Holy Spirit, that even the blessed will call us blessed. God, come, and let us be so blessed today, God. Oh, I'm asking for an anointing upon our hands, God. That the anointing of our hands, that everything we touch, God, not only will turn to gold, but platinum this morning, this day, and this second. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let everywhere we bless and anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet should be upon your holy ground, God, that the blessings don't get there till we do. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless every cell in our body, God. Let us be renewed in our cells today. Let us have a cleansed and renewed cells that any memory, any data, and any information, and any stories that is stored in these cells, in our muscle fibers, in our body temples, they will be released and cleansed today, God, with the violent flame of your love. Come and release us from any stories, information, and data that is keeping us from our higher self. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint us today with the anointing of Solomon, God. Not just for the wealth, but the wisdom and the discernment, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our lives today with the anointing of Solomon, God. Oh, that the wealth will, is and always and shall be ours in this abundant experience that we shall experience on this planet, God. I ask you to come and bless us today, God. Bless our anointing today, God. I'm asking you to bring forth our gifts and stretch us today, God. Stretch our awareness, God. Give us a larger territory and open up our faith, God, of the belief that we know that we're supposed to live an abundant life, God. I'm just so grateful, Holy Spirit, for your blessings of abundance, that our unlimited storehouse of supply is always there, and that everything that we receive from your bounty of unlimited good, God. And I just thank you, Holy Spirit, that our cup runneth over, that we are so anointed with the words of David upon our lips, that our cup runneth over with unlimited good, unlimited money, unlimited success, joy, and happiness. Oh, Holy Spirit, our cup runneth over, Holy Spirit. Oh, I give thanks, God, that it is overflowing with love, abundance, and prosperity, wealth, and all of your goodness, Holy Spirit. I give thanks, God.
I give thanks for the very essence of each and every person under the sound of my voice. I give thanks for this love journey experience. I give thanks for the sunrise service that is unfolding in your way, Holy Spirit, that your presence and your angels will go before us today, God, and make that space holy and sacred, that they will feel your presence when they walk on the grass, come into space, feel your presence of your love upon each and every person who will come and be a part of this experience. God, we give thanks for the transforming, powerful, riveting event that's taking place this year, God. I thank you for your healing angels that will heal those that will come, God. I give thanks for the forgiveness power that we will hold in that sacred container, understanding the releasing energy is yours today, God. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for the sacred masculine that we will be praying and blessing on this planet, God. We give thanks for the special elements that we will give as we unfold the gifts and the prayers and the love to our sacred masculine in our community, God. I give thanks for the mighty, powerful, divine ideas. I give thanks for your presence. I give thanks for everybody who had a mind to come. I give thanks for those who had a mind to show up. I give thanks for those who send love and prayers and gifts. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, because nobody can do it like you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Ooh, thank you, God. As we just give thanks, God. As we wake up this morning, give thanks to you, Holy Spirit. Thanking you for this opportunity to be in this space, God. Thanking you for your love. Thank you, God. Thanking you for all that is and all that will ever be. And so as we give a little energy, we just want to bless you today, God. As we praise your holy name.
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Kane, with Padilla. Lord, come on. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Here we go. Let's magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on. Sing it to him. Sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on. Let's clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Rejoice and sing.
You are the Lord of everything.
You are Lord of everything.
Here we go. I will
bless the Lord.
Sing it to him.
Yes, I will bless the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. To the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, moon, the stars, the clouds. Good morning, universe. And good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. As we invite and invoke the presence of the angels, sending our angels out on assignment to make this day paved with ease, elegance, and grace, lead us and guide us in our most highest, prosperous, wealthy, love-filled day. Good morning, angels. Good morning, good morning. Welcome as you come and bring your presence into the love journey this morning. Thank you, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the presence of the archangels, good morning, archangels. Good morning, ascended masters. As we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters, good morning, good morning, good morning. As we invite and invoke the presence of our master guides and our spirit guides, good morning, master guides. Good morning, spirit guides. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. As we invite and invoke the presence of our ancestors this morning. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning to our known and unknown ancestors. Good morning to my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Pay homage to your ancestors in this right now moment as we send love to those who have left the planet but left a beautiful and wonderful legacy called you and me. Thank you, ancestors, as we stand here in homage and honor of you. We give thanks. And we also give thanks for those who will come behind us, the descendants that will come because of us and the legacy that we will leave. We give thanks for our presence this morning. Good morning to our higher self. Good morning to our inner self. Good morning to our physical self, our emotional self. Good morning as we pour love and light upon ourselves this morning and pay homage and honor to us as we stand as one, we come as many, and we also send love to the descendants of those who will come behind us. Thank you, descendants. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the work that you will continue to progressively move forward on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, love journey. Yes, good morning to my kings and queens. Love to the gods and goddesses. Peace, 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 family. To the millionaires and billionaires on the call, I call forth you today saying good morning, good morning, good morning. Knowing that I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love your presence. I love your essence. I love how you do what you do. Thanking you. I just tell you, you are awesome. And I just want to remind you today there is only one cause, one mind, and one source. I am. And see, because the source created you out of itself in order to express itself, it wanted to express itself through you and me. And this source is being pure mind in action. God knows us as an intelligent vehicle of great ideas. Therefore, we now know ourselves as what? The mind of God in expression. I am the mind of God in expression. You are the mind of God in expression. I am alert. You are alert. We are vital individualizations of the infinite mind. I am intelligent. You are intelligent. I am wisdom. You are wisdom. I am knowledge. You are knowledge. And every idea that is ever required is already in my consciousness, in your consciousness. And remember, Reverend, I say it's not money that make money. It's ideas that make money. And these ideas are now activated in each and every one of our thoughts. And we are fully aware of our God expressing ideas in this right now moment, henceforth and forevermore. We shall always make the right decision. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. And I want you to turn in, because guess what? Backed by popular demand, I love Silk Family. Yes. And as you tune in to the presence of divine love, as you remember a time when you were loved, I want you to remember when your mind was illuminated, your heart was saturated, and every cell in your body pulsated love. Yeah, I want you to remember a time when you felt love. So as we relax and surrender into the energy of that divine love, I want you to just take a minute and stroll down memory lane, remembering a time when love illuminated, saturated, pulsated every cell in your body. And it could have been for any powerful reason. Oh, it could have been a powerful spiritual exchange between you and someone you loved. Oh, our heart expanded. Oh, could have been the birth of a newborn baby. Oh, holding new life in your arms, looking into the eyes of the newborn baby and feeling the expanding heart, knowing that you are loved. This is the most amazing feeling to remember the birth of that newborn baby. Or maybe you remember a full moonlit night, walking by a vast body of water, holding hands with someone you love, and someone who loved you back, someone you honored and they honored you, and you were one with the presence of this moonlit night. You were standing in the glow of the moon's love, looking at the ripple effect of the moon upon a vast body of water, feeling the oneness of the universe, knowing that you are love of the universe. All your heart was anticipating all of the energy of that night. And your heart expanded and felt so open and surrendered to the presence of love. The frequency, the vibration that emanated and pulsated, illuminated every space in your body. You felt love. Or maybe it was a beautiful sunrise. And as you stood in the presence of the sun rising to that morning to greet you, you felt love as you felt the warmth of the kiss of the sun, love. And as you stood there greeting the sun, you knew you were loved by the universe. Oh, what a beautiful, amazing sunrise. You felt the oneness of God's love upon you. And that right now moment knew that you and the sun were one. And you were one with nature. One with love. One with life. Or maybe it was a beautiful sunset. You know that beautiful time of the day that Frankie calls the golden time of day. You know that time of the day when the sun is releasing itself. It's emanating these beautiful colors, purples and orange and gold. And the earth is taking on this golden glow and you just bask in the power and the majesticness of the sun's love as it releases itself, knowing that you are loved by the universe. You see, whatever has you so lit up and so turned on, I want you to bring that into this right now moment. I want you to remember what it felt like to be lit up and turned on. I want you to feel the one in the one. I want you to remember what it felt like to be love, to give love, to have love. Oh, just to be one with love. You know, love is so amazing. So amazing to be loved. And in this right now moment, I just want you to feel that and bring that feeling into this right now moment. You know, Reverend Ike say it's the feeling that get the blessing. I want you to move from your head and move into your heart and remember what it felt like to be loved. Yes, to be loved. And in this right now moment, I want you to just breathe in. Breathe And I want you to release the idea of anyone else in your thoughts. And I want you to take that feeling that you remember. And I want you to take that love and pour it upon you right now. And I just want you to love you right now. I just want you to take that love and imagine yourself in this pouring this liquid love upon you right now. And it's just oozing down your body. And you just feel the presence of love in every cell, every muscle fiber, and every organ of your body. You feel love. And I just want you to love every part of you right now. I just want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to remember to be loved by you today. And I just want you to open your heart to you as you give yourself permission to love you, as you pull out your mirrors in this right now moment. I want you to look yourself in the eyes, and I want you to look into the soles of your eyes. And I want you to say to yourself, I give myself permission to love me today. I give myself permission to love me today. And as you look into the soles of your eyes, I want you to say thank you for the opportunity to love you and say your name. Let's do it, family. Thank you for the opportunity to love you today, Janine and Ingram. And I want you to look in your eyes and I want you to say, I deeply and fully accept and love myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, family. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. And I want you to say, I deserve love. Look yourself in the eye, and I want you to mean it. I deserve love, family. I deserve love. And I want you to look in your eyes, and I want you to say, I am love, I am love, I am love. I am love. Three times together. Let's do it, family. I am love. Come on, let's do it. I am love. I am love. And let's do it again. I am divine love and expression, family. Three times together. I am divine love and expression, family. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. And I want you to take your eyes and roll across the room. Let it fall right back on you again. And I want you to look in your eyes and I want you to say, because this is my favorite part. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you, yes, you are what the world been waiting for. You see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. Family, let's do it again, but this time put your name on it. I want to know your name. Let's do it, family. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Janine and Ingram. Ooh, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. Janine, you, yes, you, Janine. You are what the world's been waiting for. Janine and Ingram, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. You see, Janine, it's your greatness that awaits. Ooh, family, let's say it, let's say it, let's say it. Say that thing, girl. And I want you to say your name, and I want you to say, I love you. Ooh, I really, really love you. And I want you to look into the soles of your eyes. Come on, family. Let's say it like you mean it. Let's say it like when your mother used to call you and she called you by your whole name and you knew she meant business. Let's say it, family. Let's do it. Janine and Ingram, I love you. I really, really, really love you. I do it again. Janine Ann Ingram, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And last time, I love you. Janine Ann Ingram, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I want you to marinate in that love, knowing that you are the first representation of love in your life. You teach people how to show up in your space. You teach people how to love you. My grandmother always said, there's not an ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill. And for every question, love is the answer. Family, marinate in that love. You are loved.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. Acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know? Life is about connecting, making room. Making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
All right, are you ready? Are you ready? I've only been scratching the surface. I love myself. Come on, let's do it, y'all. I love myself so much. Come on back, y'all. It's time to sing. All right, good morning, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey. I know you was like, what in the world? What's going on? All right, let's sing our love song. Okay. Well,
good morning, good morning.
Okay.
I was sitting for my sister this morning. I don't hear her if she's available.
No, let's do it.
Okay, all right, all right. I love it, I love it. Okay, yeah, you had to come back around from after that right there. How beautiful. Thank you so very much for that beautiful, amazing love experience. I'm just feeling it. It's all beautiful. We're going to continue in our love experience as we unmute our phones, and we're going to plant that seed of love, and we shower it with our love song, I love myself so much so I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, fam, let's continue in our love experience as we come together as one with our love song. Let's do it on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much. And you can love you so much.
So you can keep on loving me. Oh, yes, I love
myself
so much.
So I can love you so much. So much.
Mm-hmm. And you can
and
love me
so much.
Uh-huh. So you can
so
keep,
you can
a
keep
love
loving me.
That's time. Come on, I love,
I love myself so much.
Uh-huh. So I can love,
so I can
you,
love
so
you
much.
So much.
Mm-hmm. And you can,
you
love,
can love
you
so much.
So much. So you,
so
you
can
keep on loving
me.
Yeah. I love it. We keep the love flowing and we keep the love growing because it is all about love. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
Yes, back to me. Thank you. I know everybody wanted to hear the love talk, so people were texting me, when we going to love talk? Well, that's why we did the love talk, and it was beautiful and amazing, and I loved it. I love the love talk. So thank you, family, for inviting me back to the love soak and remembering. I had to remember the words. It's been so long. But it was beautiful. Thank you, family. And today, I want to remind you, you've tuned in to The Love Journey, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, your author, vision board counselor, your radio host. And we're talking about praying bold prayer. Woo! The other day I was listening to Reverend Ike, and I've been listening and, you know, just being in my own space, getting ready for this beautiful experience that, you know, we're getting ready for the sunrise service. And Matthew 9:29 came to me. Then he said, then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith will it be done to you. Let me say that again. Then he touched their eyes, talking about my brother Jesus. According to your faith, will it be done to you? And then I read an article. It said a recent study showed that 90% of people believe in the power of prayer, but people typically pray over small things, their food, their kids. They ask God for wisdom, strength, and health, but oftentimes people pray what they call a give-by prayer. You see, they pray, God, can you help me? Can you help me get by? They say, God, if you just help me get through. Oh, Holy Spirit, if you just help me endure this sickness. God, can you keep my children out of trouble? But there's a little bit more to understanding and having an expectation when you understand who's and what you are. You see, those prayers put a limit on what you're asking for when you ask God. And when you ask small, you're going to receive small. But when you learn the world, your faith grows, your confidence grows. You learn to pray a different kind of way. You learn to pray boldly and understand the kind of prayers and what you're asking for. Instead of praying, God, help me pay my bills, God, send forth an abundance like no other, Holy Spirit. Pray from the transcending power of the God, Goddess energy of yourself, knowing that you can be so blessed that even you can have so much that you can bless others with what you bless with. Instead of praying, God, keep my child out of trouble. God, let my child become a leader and grow and be mighty in the land and fulfill its destiny. God, that have helped me endure this sickness. Oh, pray a bold prayer from the power of the God that lives inside of you, the Goddess energy. Mother, Father, God, I want to thank you for being my health. We got to learn how to pray a bold prayer. You see, the more your faith grows and the bigger you pray, the bolder you pray, the more that will come to pass for you. You see, we got to open our minds and hearts to the idea that we can receive an Ephesians 3:20 experience exceedingly above, more than we can ever think, ask, and imagine. We have to know that we are worthy and deserving of an abundant life. But what does an abundant life really mean to you? So let's go back to the scripture that says, then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith. How big is our faith today? How big is our awareness? How big is the consciousness that we're operating in? How can we say, I'm a child of the Most High God? How can I say, ye are gods and goddesses, and we're not operating from the place of understanding what a God goddess operates as on the planet? How can you say you're a divine idea in expressing your God goddess energy and living from a very small consciousness? Today, I want to talk to us about developing our faith, our consciousness, to be conscious, confident, and knowing that we deserve more than enough kind of life, an Ephesian kind of life. How many of us know that we actually deserve to be healed from any physical illness? How many know that we actually deserve financial blessings more than we could ever think, ask, or imagine? How many think and know that we deserve that kind of abundant kind of life? I mean, honestly deserve it. Honestly. In the word Deuteronomy 8:18, it said it is he that gives thee the power to give wealth. In Timothy, it tells us it is he that gives richly all things. What are we praying for today? How are we praying? Can't praying a pauper's, poor-minded kind of prayer? If 1 Timothy 6:17 said it is God who gives us richly all things to enjoy, then the God in you wants to give you more than enough to enjoy. Why do we limit God in our prayers? Why do we limit God with our words? Because, again, the universe, the creator, the God Almighty, only operates through you. And God can do no more for you than what he can do through you. The God is God, however we see the creator, cannot do any more than what he can do through you, because you limit or unlimit the presence of the mighty I am God in you by what you say, do, and be and have. So we have to think about, how are we limiting the presence of the almighty source that lives inside of us through our words and actions each day? I heard this guy. He said his name was Reverend George Mueller. He established many orphanages for children many years ago through his belief in the prospering power of prayer. They say he has been described as a man of faith to whom God gave millions to. He's also been called the Prince of Prayer because of his habit of asking God directly for whatever was needed rather than speaking of his needs to people. Mr. Mueller was once said that the great fault of most of us is that we do not ask big enough. Let me say that again. He said the fault of most of us is that we do not ask big enough, and we do not continue in prayer until it comes. He said he also advised to expect great things of the mighty I am God presence, and great things you will have. He said, he once told a friend, I have praised God many times when he sent me 10 cents, and I praised him when he sent me 60,000, and solely in an answer to prayers for prosperity, $7,500,000 was given to me for the building and the maintenance of my orphanage. Just like you can pray and ask for $10, you can ask for $10 million, because in God, there's no limits. In Matthew 7:7, it says, to those who are obedient to the call, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. That's what the word says. Job 56:11 said, as we daily at our tables remind ourselves that God is the source of our supply in every form, and if we give thanksgiving and gratitude for everything that we have, we will get more. So we have to ask ourselves, why do we stay in jobs we don't like? Why do we stay in relationships we're not happy with? Why do we pray small prayers? And why are we hearers of the word and not doers of the word? Why do we get caught up in the world mind? The Reverend Ike said, I am the prosperity consciousness of Christ. What does that mean? What does it mean when we call forth the I am presence? Today, I want us to think definite about what it is that we're affirming and what we're bringing into our experience. Don't limit your income by just decreeing just enough to get by. Don't limit your prayers by praying small prayers. See, today, I want you to be bold as a lion and be bold and ask for what it is that you want, because let me tell you, source lives in you today. And that source is the source of unlimited supply. And just like he did it for Oprah, just like he did it for Tyler Perry, and just like he did it for many other people that are in our lives, the Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike didn't always have Rolls Royces and crystal temples. He came from a very poor, poverty-stricken background. So I come to you today to say we don't have to limit God today. We don't have to limit the unlimited by speaking words and thinking thoughts and being emotionally caught up in stuff that we need not to be caught up in. We have to learn how to shift the energetic expression of who we are by calling it forth, speaking it forth each and every day, every minute, every second, until it becomes second nature. See, I didn't understand what it said. You should pray all day. Never cease praying. I'm like, well, do you want me to just sit and pray all day? But I didn't know that every thought was a prayer. When I'm sitting idle now, I don't let my mind get idle anymore. I just go into a deep prayer. God, thank you for the blessing of me right now, God. Oh, bless my finances in the mighty, powerful consciousness of Christ. I call for plenty in this money right now. I speak to my money. I don't let my mind get idle anymore. And if my mind is getting to the point where I'm not, it's not, I put on me some Reverend Ike. I just put on me some Reverend Ike. I meditate. I do whatever it takes to shift my energy. I'm not letting my mind go into places that it don't have time for, because that is what you're going to attract, and the energetic expression of what you are feeling. And I don't got time no more. I don't got time to play games. And I want you not to have time to play games with life. I want you to know that life can be what you want it to be. You can have the most amazing children, most amazing relationships. You can have life the way you want it on your terms. Now, does that mean that things won't come up? Sure. You're going to experience some things in life, because life is a journey. Life is school, and we are here to learn. But that doesn't mean that we can't do it abundantly and that we can't have what we want in this in the experience of life. But it's up to us. So today, I wanted you to think about, how are you going to shift your mind energy? How are you going to continue to move through life? And how are you going to release from your energetic expression the energy of life? Let me tell you what Albert Einstein said. Albert Einstein said he was the first person who stirred up the scientific world when he claimed that substance and matter, which includes money and all visible objects, are convertible. He declared that the formed and the unformed worlds are made out of the same energy, ether or substance. He said that the visible and the invisible realms are relative, convertible, and interchangeable. What is he saying? He's saying that anything that's in the invisible world, we have the power to shape and form into the visible world. Let me say that again. Somebody missed that. Somebody went, it went over their head. He said the same, the invisible world, that invisible energy, the unseen presence, anything that's in that unseen presence, we have the power to form it and shape it and bring it into the visible world. And everything that was ever created, anything that has ever been manifested into the visible world came from the invisible world. It's the power of our thoughts. It's the power of our energy to shape and to mold and to bring forth. You are a mighty creator. You were created to create. You were fashioned and imaged and liked after the Most High Creator. And you were made to create. What are you creating? Now, from a financial standpoint, we can use this theory of relativity. If the formed and the unformed worlds are relative, then what do you have to worry about if your finances get low? You can use the same law of relativity to produce either money, health, financial equivalent to meet your needs. If substance has not manifested as money, don't get panicky. Instead, declare divine substance is the only one and only reality in this situation. Divine substance does not fail to manifest in rich and appropriate form right here, right now. Let the substance come forth to you in manifest form. Speak your words. Think your words. Express your God energy. Operate in the God energy that you were born to be. You were born to be rich. You were born to be rich. You were born to live an amazing life. And you can't fail with the stuff you use when you recognize your spiritual tools. I know that it worked because I worked it. It worked because I worked it. So today, I want to remind you, from this moment forward, to be intentional on how you're praying your prayers. Remember now, every word we speak, every thought we think, our prayers. How are you spending your energy? Think of every thought as money you either losing or creating. And how are you making deposits into the bank account, or are you depleting your bank account with negative energy? Yesterday is a cancel check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is the only cash that you have circulated wise in terms of your thoughts, in terms of your time, in terms of your energy, and even your money. It still applies, doesn't it? I want you to stop praying those small prayers. And that's my message for today. Woo! Any questions, comments, or concerns? Any thought praying those bold prayers? All right, well, we're going to go right into doing our wonderful affirmation. It's money time, money time, money time. You tuned in to the Love Journey this morning. And I just want to remind you, this is more than a prayer line. It's an experience. It's a love experience. Family, wake up and pray your bold prayer. Wake up and know today you can be healed of anything that your body has come with. The doctor says you can be healed. No, you can.
Good God, morning.
Good morning.
I am Rosa J. You know, I like what you said about the awareness that it's just as easy to pray for a little bit as it is to pray for a lot. See, God wants you to be abundant. So if you don't ask for it, he ain't gonna get it to you. You know, that story comes to mind when a man got to heaven and there was a room with all these boxes with names on them. And he found his name in his box. And it's a long story, so I'm not going to give you the long version. But when he pulled out the box, on the top it said, "These are all the blessings I had for you, but you never asked." Don't be afraid. watch it happen. It may trickle down, like the man said, it might trickle down for a little bit, but then one day you might get that $1 million check. Or you might get that $100,000 blessing. Or you may get that what you desire. You know, and I like the fact that you said, every thought is a prayer. Every word out of my mouth comes back to me. Be careful. Become aware of your thoughts. Ask yourself, is that the truth? You know, do I want $100 or do I want $100,000? Do I desire to do great things with a lot that God has promised us to be abundant? Jesus Christ came to show us this in his walk. You never heard him or read anything about him in need of anything, no matter how it came. He never worried about where he was going to sleep, what he was going to eat, how he was going to travel. And he had a treasurer, somebody to carry the money with him. I mean, come on now. So once you become aware, that's the whole thing. Once you become aware and become cognizant of the thoughts that are going through your mind, then you can change that thought. Listen to yourself. What are you telling the universe? All my needs are provided. And I have to remember that all the time. No matter what shows up in my bank account, I have to say, oh, thank you, God, for that. However, I desire greater. And watch it happen. Be surprised. You'll be amazed when you start asking those bold gifts that God has. When you start claiming the prosperity that God has given us. He put us here to show the world how we move. Claim it. Be aware. Thank you, Janine. You did an amazing job this morning. I am so grateful for you. Constantly reminding us that we are the chosen. And we're here to show the world what God really looks like. So I appreciate you, sister. I truly do. I am grateful. Have a great day.
Amen. All right. We're going to call. Thank you, Rose. All right. Well, we're going to call in our money coach. Come on, money coach. Let's do it.
Boom. I'm here. Good God morning.
Y'all feeling it, family?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yes, Lady Love, thank you so much for that beautiful message that you shared with us this morning. I love it. But we're going to do what we do at this hour, y'all. We're going to get ready for our Reverend Ike affirmation. Y'all know how we do what we do. We're going to call it in. Money! I'm calling you into my life.
I'm calling you into my life.
Come on, family. Come on with us. Money, I know you hear me.
Money, I know you hear me.
Money, right here, right now, I'm telling you, money, you love Jacqueline Valentina Crater. Put your name on it. Come on, family. Unmute those phones.
Money, right here and right now, I'm telling you, you love Janine and Ingram.
Oh, money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, and in my life, and in my bank accounts all the time. See, I said accounts, more than one account, huh?
Come on now. You welcome money. You are welcome into my life, into my bank accounts, into my hands, into my pockets, into my world, money. Come on, money.
Oh, I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
Ooh, I open my heart and my mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and my mind to the banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposits.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposits.
I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
Ooh, and I open my heart and my mind to stocks and bonds.
Hold your hands out, hold your hands out. I open my heart and mind to cash money, cash money, cash money. Yeah, I'm on.
I open my heart and my mind to cash money, baby, cash money, make it rain.
I open my life to I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes, yes. Money serves Jacqueline Valentina Crater in divine right ways.
Oh, money serves Janine and Ingram in divine right ways.
Okay, we getting our lungs together. Get our lungs together. We're going to call it in. Money is one.
Money is one. Wonderful stuff. Oh, and I let it multiply, multiply, multiply in my life.
You with me? I got lost somewhere. Okay, I got lost. Something came on the phone. Okay, I apologize. Where we at? We said money is wonderful stuff. Okay, thank you, God and me for money.
And thank you, God and me for money.
Money, 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 money. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
Are we going to carry on?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to do our 40-day abundance.
Yes, yes. For our 40-day abundance, our principle for today, we at day 14. We are now recycling. We saying it for our second time around. And our principle is for day number 4 is, through my consciousness of God's self, the Christ within, as my source, I draw into my mind and feel in nature the very substance of spirit. This substance is my supply. Thus, my consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. Family, we will affirm today, I am marvelously abundant in consciousness. That's our affirmation for today. I am marvelously abundant in consciousness. Let's share that 3 times, family. I am marvelously abundant in consciousness. I am marvelously abundant in consciousness. Last time, family. I am marvelously abundant in consciousness. Yes, yes, yes. And that was our affirmation today for day 4. We had 14. We are doing our affirmation for the second time around. So today, family, just remember that you are marvelously abundant in consciousness. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
Yes, yes. All right, family. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jackie, and thank you for all those who tuned in this morning. Thank you, Rosa J, for your consciousness. And just want to remind you to pray those bold prayers. Remember to speak those powerful, bold, fearless kind of prayers this day. All right, family, I want to remind you that our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience is coming August 7th. 2016, right here on the lake on 39th Street Beach. And I tell you, it's been amazing. People are calling me. I mean, they just open calling me. People I don't even know have been excited calling me saying it was at the 7th or they was at the 6th and they want to remember what day it's on and want to come. And people are posting it on their Facebook page that say, well, I can't make it, but I'm going to recreate the forgiveness experience right here in my own place. And I'm just so excited that of the testimonies that have been coming to me because of this sunrise service. And so you know, the sunrise service, this is our 8th annual sunrise. We gather together at the lake to cleanse and to destroy and to relate, erase the feelings and habits and attitudes that interfere with being our best self. And we do this by writing a letter and burning it in a fire as a symbol of release and reminding ourselves that cleansing is important, but we must replace the negatives with the positive. And then we write our beautiful letter to God. We write our letter, listing out our goals and our dreams, and being certain to make our letter so positive. Not a maybe, not an if, but with the Spirit of Christ in charge, knowing that all things are possible. We write this letter and then we tape them to the balloons and we release them into the universe, releasing our desires and our love into the universe. And it's such a powerful cleansing, renewing, spiritual, transformational, riveting experience on the lake. I asked this lady who called me, I don't even know how she got my phone number. She said, Who invited you last year? She said last year was her first time, and she called. She said, I know it's coming up. I just don't remember. I know it's the first Sunday, and I'm inviting all my friends and family, but I don't remember if it was 31st or 39th Street. I was like, wow, God is amazing. You take the first step, God will take this, show you the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Sometimes we can't see that first step until we take the first step. You see, sometimes when we get these wonderful ideas to do things, I want to know, are we faithful? And sometimes we let fear stop us from doing the thing that God has given us to do because maybe enough people didn't show up or maybe enough people not coming in. That was my thing. That was my fear. Oh, God, well, nobody's showing up. Maybe I should cancel. Then God said, well, did I give you the idea for many people? Or did I get an idea to you? And nobody signed up to many of the things. But I just kept pushing forward, and people showed up. Family, don't be afraid if nobody shows up. If God gives you an idea, just keep pushing. I heard T.D. Jakes say he built that big church, and only 5 people was coming. Only the first pews were being filled up. But look at T.D. Jakes now. See, we see people's glory, but we don't realize their story. Oprah didn't always have the status Oprah had today. When Oprah came to Chicago from Baltimore, she had to beg people to come and sit and listen to her show. And she bribed them with coffee and donuts, going around the whole building, asking people, because she was with AM Chicago at the time, asking people would they come into her studio just to hear and be a part of her audience for her show. Come on, family. But what if she said, what, nobody showing up? What if she said, nobody ain't coming? I want you to know today, family, don't give up on your dream because people don't show up. Tyler Perry, people wasn't showing up. He just kept moving. Nobody showed up. Nobody showed up. Nobody showed up. He saved up every dime, every penny. It took 7 years before somebody finally showed up and he started making money. Family, don't give up on your dream. Stop praying those short pauper's prayer. Family, don't look outside yourself. Just keep doing what God is giving you to do. Whatever God has planted inside your heart, do it. Just do it. I tell you, that birthing process, when you do it, is so amazing. And yes, it is something when people show up. It is an affirmation when people show up. It is a validation. But maybe God is looking to see, are you really needing to be validated? Do you really need to be affirmed? Or is it that you need to affirm you? I'm not sure which one it is yet, but I tell you, it is a process to get into the other side. But I'm telling you, it's so much worth it. But when you give up, you don't get to see the other side, family. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't stop. So this year, our 8th annual sunrise, celebrating the sacred masculine, right here on 39th Street Beach, and our very own Ray Stickman will be sharing his story of being homeless. And I'm sure he had times where nobody showed up, and no matter how melodic and beautiful the sounds of that horn, I wonder how many people showed up, but he kept pushing forward.
Janine. This is Ken from Baltimore. May I share something real quick?
Yes.
About that showing up. There was a time to where the equinox was at midnight, somewhere close to midnight, and I was inspired to do a healing ceremony because of the knowledge that we are living in an imbalanced world. So, to my understanding at the time, so I said, in order for balance to come, I need to meet balance where it is, because we know during the process of the equinox is when the earth itself is at the place of the axis being balanced. When you speak of no one showing up, because it was midnight, I had a couple of people show up, and I was going to celebrate and have that ceremony of meditation from 11 o'clock that night until 9 o'clock in the morning. After 1 o'clock, the people who were there were gone. But what I saw was people looking out the windows from this lot I was working in, this operation. The next day, I was told that most of the houses over there were vacant. And who I thought I saw looking out the window couldn't have been people, because the windows were locked up, the houses were locked up. I was told that there was vibrations going on the earth itself. So sometimes when we can't physically see that there are people there, we have to remember that we are the physicality of our ancestors who are no longer with us in body, but their spirits are still made manifest, because we are the manifestation of that which is unseen in the first place. So what you don't see sometimes has nothing to do with what's going on, because there are a whole host of angels and spirits all around you, which it all always is. So never let discouragement try to take charge of what God has authorized you to do. I just wanted to share.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing. Whew. I'm so excited. I'm getting more and more excited, closer and closer to the day. I just want to remind you, please post it on your Facebook page, post it, send it to your friends, and share it, and invite people to come out to our wonderful experience. It's going to be amazing this year. It gets bigger and better every year. I tell you, every year is different. I can't tell you which one is the best one, but I tell you, it gets better and better and better, gooder and gooder and juicier and juicier and delicious and more delicious every year. Family, I'm excited. Please come. Please send your prayers. Please send your love. Please invite friends and family out to this 8th annual sunrise service. 8/8/7. That's the day. August 8th. August 7th.
8/7/16. Mm-hmm. Girl, I am amazed. See, our 10th one, I ain't talking about the future, but I see us being somewhere else. I mean, Chicago is fine, but, you know, we want to take this throughout the world.
Girl, you're the second person who said that. And guess what? We already starting on the 10th one, and it's going to be catered, and it's going to be gold. It's going to be amazing. We already started on putting it together. So it's funny that you already, you up in our head.
Well, you know, great minds think alike. This is my 8th. This is my 7th. I missed the first one, but I haven't missed one since. And I will not be riding on the motorcycle this year. So I'm going to be flying in. So you know it's amazing. And I am just so excited. So excited. Yeah. I love you guys. I love my Love Journey community. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Tell them about your meditation, too. Let them know how to contact them.
I do. Meditate till you levitate every morning. The number is 641-715-3600. 605-641-715-3605. And the PIN is 573-499-POUND. I am on Facebook, Meditate Till You Levitate, and it is spelled just like it sounds. Till is T-I-L. And just look for it. And I post all the meditations on there. We're on day 13 for meditation. And I'm about to post today's meditation there. So you can always go there, click the link, and do the meditation. It's about 20 minutes. This is with Oprah and Deepak. Their 21-day Getting Unstuck. And it is amazing. So I invite you to invite people to come out, listen, replay. Everything is on the Facebook page, Meditate Till You Levitate. The thoughts, the whole thing is always posted. So I am Rosa J, and I am grateful. So please come join us at any given time, because you can always post, even though you may not come at 6:30 in the morning, a.m., you can do it throughout the day. So just go to Facebook, Meditate Till You Levitate, and meditate for 20 minutes. Come back to who you truly are. Have a God-blessed day. And thank you, Janine, for allowing me to share that.
All right, you're welcome. And that's 6:30 Eastern, which means it's 5:30 Central. All right, family, we're going to get ourselves ready to move on. Reminding you, this is the Love Journey you've been tuned in to. The Love Journey is it's a prayer line. It's an experience. And today we talked about, guess what? Praying them bold prayers, family. All right, I'm going to leave you with our Reverend Ike today. I'm going to let him lead us on out of here. And those who want to leave early, go ahead and have yourself a wonderful, amazing, God-filled, love-filled, prosperous-filled day. And I'm going to let Reverend Ike take us on out. And I'm just going to call Jackie our little Reverend Knight because she do it just like him, baby. All right.
This particular lesson has an interesting title. The title of this particular lesson is The Loose My Money Law. I'm going to be a little religious about it and say The Loose My Money Lord. For in the New Testament in particular, whenever you read the word Lord, it means law. Now, this will help you right away. I have no time to think the world's thought. I have no time to think as the world turns. I'm thinking as God turns.
Yes, sir.
Now, he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers. Now, notice the word rivers. Isn't that plural? What does that indicate? It indicates that there are many streams that God has to bring me my good.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Oh, I'm getting ready to close here now. It's shouting time.
All right.
Let me hear you say, shouting time.
Shouting time.
Well, they shout at a football game. Why can't I shout about God's many streams flowing into my life, bringing me my good? To heaven with those other folks that owe you and won't pay you. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord. Meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Oh, yes.
How are you going to meditate without using the mind? That's how God's blessed man got blessed. First Psalm begins, blessed is the man. You can take man out and put your own name in there.
All right.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
That's what it means. It means you. Why? Because your delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord, you meditate day and night. You see, your mind has got to be retrained. That's why I'm not thinking about these folks who say, Ed, Reverend Ike teaching that mind science. Yes, I am. Your mind has got to be retrained until you start meditating in the law of the Lord night and day.
Yeah.
even when you go to sleep, you won't go to sleep thinking what the 11 o'clock news says.
All right.
You'll go to sleep thinking what God says.
Oh, yeah.
You won't go to sleep thinking broke. You'll go to sleep thinking money.
Yeah.
You see, you've got to think this thing when you're walking.
All right.
You've got to talk it when you're talking.
Yeah.
You've got to sleep it when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Yes, this is mind science.
Yes, sir.
I've got my Bible. I've got my books. I've got my tapes.
Yeah.
I've got my classes.
Yeah.
I've got my services.
All right.
And in God's law,
yeah,
I meditate day and night.
Yeah.
And I am as a tree. Planted by the water, bringing forth my fruit in my season.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you can say that too.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever I do,
shall prosper.
Now, you see, that's science. That's exact.
Yes, sir.
This is not a gamble. This is not the way the mop flops or the way the cookie crumbles. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. He shall bring forth his fruit in his season. You folks had better get out of the world season. And when you hear about the world and their seasons of depression and recession and unemployment, you remember I'm in God's season. I'm not in world economics. I'm in God's thinkonomics. Now, that's Reverend Ike's translation of In His Law, Doth He Meditate Day and Night, God's thinkonomics. Now, you see, you've got the secret. Reverend Ike, is it a secret? It's a secret to those who don't know it. Unfortunately, there are too many who don't know it. That's why I'm here. And notice the scripture. Where is that first psalm? Sister Mary, check those shalls for me. Is that definite? Is that positive? Stop living on maybe, hope so, luck. Some people sometimes got the nerve come up to me and say, Reverend Ike, I want you to pray for me that the Lord will bless me. I said, I sure am praying for you that the Lord shall bless you. I sure hope. This is not an idle wish. This is not an idle hope. This is law. This is Lord.
Oh, yeah.
This is Lord of Lords.
Yes, sir.
This is law of Lords.
Yes.
What about those shalls? Read that.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
See, all that ungodly thinking, what? Just comes to nothing. And it'll take you to what? To nothing. Think like the world thinks, and you shall perish. You shall be unemployed. You shall be broke. But if you delight in the law of the Lord and meditate in it day and night, you've got three shalls. He shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of water. God's avenues of supply. God has so many avenues of supply. So stop fretting over that one there, that one there, that one over there. The heaven with that. I am planted by God's avenues of supply.
I am planted by God's avenues of supply.
God's streams of supply.
God's streams of supply.
Now we're going to do money like that, and I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. God's stream of money is flowing in my life.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I want you meditating on that day and night. If you happen to hear something about recession, depression, or lack of money, or anything like that, you just stop and declare that God's streams of money and all good are just flowing in my life. Get full of the feeling. And as Reverend Ike says, fulfillment will bring fulfillment. My money and my good are dependent only upon I am my thought.
My money and my good are dependent upon my good and my thought.
God, I am thought is my source, my only source.
God, I am thought is my source. I
will have no other God.
I will have no other God.
Our
source
in my belief.
In my belief.
In my belief. That's the end of the lesson. All right, family. Have a good day.